From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah. What's poppin'? What's going on? It is Sunshine, 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. It's 11 p.m. on a Tuesday night, so you know what that means. That means it is the Mosh Gelton Show. Let's get a little air horn action going for that. Creative Loafing 2023, Best of the Bay, the best radio show ever. Got a slight little thing in my throat tonight, but we're going to get through it. I, of course, am your host of this show. My name is Mosh Gelton, and with me tonight, I've got my co-host,
Ian Buck.
Ian Buck in the building. Mosh Gelton, Ian Buck in the building. Beatbox Bob is not here on this Tuesday night, but he'll be back next week, so don't fret. Bob's never gone for too long. He's never gone too far. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Yes, sir. Bob's always here.
You ever co-hosted a show?
Actually, no.
It's your first co-host?
First co-host. Hey!
Ian Buck's first co-host. It's going to be a dope-ass show. Like I said, this is Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, and you can always listen to any program. There's 24-hour-a-day programming. Just go to, if you're not in St. Pete, just go to RadioSt.PeteOnline.com, and you can check it out. Now I got people blowing up my phone. My phone's supposed to be on silent, and it just made noises. Did you hear that?
I did. That's crazy.
I'm about to be like, bro, come on, stop. And it's playing through the monitor, so I don't know how it can make outward sounds when I have it attached to the Tascam board.
I'm not sure.
Bro, you don't know all the technology yet?
I'm not that tech savvy, a little bit, but not that tech savvy.
Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show, by the way. It's been a long week for me. I've been working a lot this week, but I've had this little virus thing. I don't know. I don't have any sneezing. I don't have a headache. I don't have a cough. All I have is chest congestion. That's it.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know, man. It's been going around a little bit. I haven't caught it myself, but some of my coworkers have, so.
Do you have anything else besides just phlegm coming out of your chest?
No.
That's the only symptom is phlegm out of my chest. And it's just nonstop. But I cleared it all pretty damn good before this show. Now, Ian Buck is 22. I'm 38. We listen to different music, or we grew up listening to different music. So at some point tonight, I want to play a couple jams from the 90s, a couple from the 80s to see. I'm just going to play a little snippet of it. We're going to see if Buck knows that jam. Also, I was reading a column, I guess. I guess it's an article on the internet of the top 10 best rappers of all time. And this list was pretty on point, I will say. So I want to know how you'll feel about this list when we discuss it. But first, I was scrolling through my feed. You know what I'm saying? I was off all day yesterday, except for in the nighttime. So I was like, I'm gonna take this. I'm just gonna scroll out. Sometimes I could scroll on Facebook for like 6 hours straight.
That's crazy.
You ain't never got into it. You ain't never sit there and just scroll out.
A little bit, maybe not 6 hours, maybe like 30 minutes. But then I'm like, bro, I got to get something done, you know? Can't sit there that long.
Oh, man, because I can justify it as work. Oh, I got to figure this out. I need to know all of this stuff. Oh, I need to promote. I've been on the phone for 16 hours straight.
I believe it.
Especially on a day off. If I didn't have a show at night and I had a day off and I felt being lazy, I'll go out to breakfast, come back, hit the phone, go out to lunch, because I go out for every meal. I go out to eat for every meal. I don't like cooking because, A, it costs more to cook food at your house, and it takes more time.
Yeah, the time.
In my opinion, I got restaurants right around the corner. I ain't got to do dishes. The food's about the same price. I don't got to spend the time to cook it. So, and what was I talking about?
We're talking about food currently.
Yeah, but before that, I was bringing it to something. I was scrolling in my line because I just went so far off the beaten path, which is probably where these guys had to go to make these things I'm going to talk about, that I forgot where I was at in the beginning. But now we're professionals, by the way, professional radio show guys.
Of course. Yeah.
Radio show guys.
Yeah.
Those like Vietnamese, I think it might be like Bangladesh, kind of Congo. You know how they like take a stick and some clay?
Yeah.
And they make a fortress out of it with like a waterfall?
Stuff's crazy, dude.
Have you seen that online?
I have.
Bro, I seen a dude today with a stick and his sheer will create like a community for 20,000 inhabitants by himself in one day.
Wow. The ingenuity.
This dude, he dug a slope and then he put grass on top. It was like nicer than my crib and he made it in one day. I'm sure everybody's seen these videos of these dudes making these mud huts because they have like hundreds of millions of views.
Yeah.
They speed it up.
It's crazy. I've seen one where they made a pool in one of these mud huts.
I've seen them make pools around the mud hut and they're swimming around. Yeah, it's I would much rather live in those mud huts.
I think I would too.
Than here.
Very peaceful.
Yeah, say you got a community of 250 people, right?
Yeah.
And you got, you know, there's going to be some hot chicks your age. And then, like, nobody's caring about the internet or your status in society. And you're just chilling in the woods. You're BSing with your friends.
Yeah.
Ain't got much worries except for the tribe next door might try to come kill you, but you got elders with bows, bro. You don't care about none of that.
You got it.
I mean, I may be taking the timeline of where these people are back a couple hundred years, but I like it feels good in my head.
Probably.
But yeah, I mean, there's chariots, I'm sure, that come.
The chariots, man.
And but still, I think it's like, I bet you, like Amish people.
Yeah.
They live in little towns, like 2,000 people.
Yeah, it's really peaceful, it sounds, you know, living out in the woods, just off nature.
Just disconnected from the matrix.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Am I sounding all conspiracy theory yet?
A little bit, but it does sound way more peaceful to live out in the country than in a bustling city with all the stress and noise.
Is more peaceful and worth it.
Yeah.
There's less opportunity. Though, but you know, it's more peaceful, but there's less opportunity to live off grid.
Yeah, depending on where you live. Yeah, that's why they say location is the most important thing when buying a property.
If off grid is off grid, then isn't it off grid? That is all off grid locations are near nothing by definition.
Exactly. Yeah. So right. You got to be self sustainable, but little contact with the outside world, like you're saying.
You hunt.
No, but I'd like to. I haven't yet.
You've never shot anything hunt. I've never went hunting.
Well, I shot like birds with pellet guns and stuff as a kid, you know, out in the country and whatnot, and like squirrels, but not like actual hunting, you know.
Why'd you shoot the squirrel?
There were so many of them.
Yeah, is that the law where you were at? If you can shoot the squirrel if there are, quote, so many of them, unquote. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure that was the law. You know, I asked my stepdad multiple times, hey, is it okay to shoot him? He's like, kill those little tree rats.
I'm put
like,
it on your stepdad, right. Bro, real quick. He said it was my stepdad said it was cool. What's the difference between a BB and a pellet gun? A pellet is like a little lengthy thing and a BB is just a little circle.
Yeah, BB is like a circle. There's like a little metal circle, depending. There's like pellet, you know, pellet guns are like metal normally, but they have a specific shape to them, kind of like a cone with a tail on them, sort of. So to say, and while both are air powered, pellet guns normally shoot at a higher feet per second, which is why they're more for hunting.
So pellet guns, it would be worse to get shot by a pellet gun than by a BB gun.
Yeah, still can shoot your eye out though.
All right, I'm sure BB gun can shoot your eye out. Those little things.
Yeah.
If you look at it, I used to have a pellet gun, and I'm like, this thing can't kill nothing, man. It just, what is it? Spring action?
The cheaper ones are, but like the more expensive actual made for hunting are like air powered, you know, have a huge pressurized air canister that shoot it like thousands of feet per second. Not like thousands, but a couple thousand at most.
What's a bullet shoot at?
You know, there, I can't, you know, remember off the top of my head, but it's a, you know, a couple thousand feet per second as well. So it's comparable, but the difference is the mass that's being fired normally out of a gun.
Let me see how. Oh, this whole thing reminded me. Last night I was talking about like, check this out. When you said cone, it was the geometric shape, and it, yep. that's what invoked this, and that's what reminded me of this. You know how, like, if you were a two-dimensional creature and you saw like a three-dimensional object, it would look like a straight line.
Yeah.
Because everything you see is in straight lines. So if you start at one dimension, everything you see would be just a point on your line.
Right.
Because it's just one axis. Boom, boom. There is no left, right, up, down. So if there was like a basketball that went onto your line, you would just see the dot.
Exactly.
Now, if you were on a two dimensions and that 3D basketball was there, you would see the line of the basketball. And of course, in 3D, you can see the whole basketball all around it. Or is it the whole basketball? Because in 4D, that would mean you'd be able to see inside the basketball. And, but it never made sense. Do you think there's more spatial dimensions than, I don't know how we got to spatial dimensions, but I love it. Do you think there's more spatial dimensions than three spatial dimensions?
Well, I love it too, talking about spatial dimensions. I think there are, and it's scientifically proven. It's just like, it's hard for us to wrap our heads around, right? Because if you have a two-dimensional creature that can only see in 2D, right, then it's hard for that creature to comprehend the third dimension. Whereas we're three-dimensional creatures, it's hard for us to comprehend the fourth dimension. So a fourth-dimensional creature could just be swooping into the room, and we wouldn't even know it until we see them because they come into our field of view in the third dimension.
Yeah, just like if there's a two-dimensional person on a piece of paper sitting right there, and then there was a three-dimensional creature over here, you'd have no idea because you can't see that thing.
Exactly.
And then another thing, I was drawing it, and I was drawing this, and I was like, I drew a circle. How many sides? One side on a circle.
Right on.
And I was like, well, there is nothing with two sides. It's like a diagon, and it would be like a half circle and a half circle. And then the three sides, now you got a triangle, which is radically a different shape than a circle, right?
Right on.
If you get to four, now you got a box.
Right.
It's just kind of like a circle. It's getting closer. Then five, you got the hexagon. Six, seven, eight. The closer you get to infinity, the closer you get to a circle.
Exactly.
So it breaks down in the beginning to the three. The third one is the most radically different in terms of angles, in terms of shape, than the circle. And then after the third one is when it starts to get radically closer to the circle. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? I just thought of it, and I don't know. I think it has to mean something profound, but I have no idea what it could mean.
Well, I know that there are certain mathematics on that field of study where a circle, it pretty much can be broken down into describing almost any geometric shape, and that's where a lot of mathematical calculations require the root of pi, which is 3.14, you know, so on and so forth. So using that base number from the radius of a circle, then we're able to determine a lot of mathematical information we wouldn't have otherwise.
Isn't it weird, like, just arbitrarily, like, do you know what pi stands for?
Actually, I don't.
If you don't know, this is gonna blow your mind. If I took a circle and I pinched the top of it,
yeah,
and then I laid that circle out like a line, right?
Yeah.
The diameter of the circle straight across, you could put 1, 2, 3.14159 of those and that's the length of the circle if you pulled it, is 3.14 of the diameters.
Wow.
That's what that means.
Yeah.
So just for some reason, the universe is like, all right, pi is just going to be 3.14. So we're going to make a circle, and then it's just going to be that. Isn't that just, it's a weird number. Why isn't it like 2.79?
Honestly, I'm not sure. That would be an interesting question to find out, wouldn't it?
It's the same thing, and I keep bringing up the fact that the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, but 400 times farther away in the sky, making it exactly the same size as the moon. It's a little much for me. Let's tread a little bit out of nerd waters here. All right, man. I wanted to know the extent of, like, I got a couple 90s songs, a couple 80s songs. Mm-hmm. We got Ian Buck is over here. He's 22 years old, man. Fresh face in the game. I'm sitting here. I'm 38. I'm almost out of here. So I want to see what he knows compared to what I used to listen to, which a lot of this stuff, I was born in 86, so I can't really say I grew up listening to the 80s, but this is my jams. Anyways, I want to see what you, if you know these. You should know these. All right, here's the first one. I'm going to play a little clip, and then you tell me if you know who this is. People moan, look for a dry place to call their home, try to find some place to rest their bones, all the angels and the devils try to make their own.
It really does sound familiar. It sounds like a very popular band. I'm just not entirely sure which.
It's a very popular band. I'll play another little piece.
All right. They die, they don't go to heaven where the angels fly. Go to a lake of fire and fry. See them again, tell the Fourth of July. Man, it's like on the tip of my tongue. I don't know what it is.
No idea.
I got a couple ideas, but I don't want to guess wrong.
Do you know what era it's from? What age?
I'm going to have to say it's like 90s.
It is 90s. Where do bad folks go when they die? They don't go to heaven where the angels fly. They go to a lake of fire and fry. See them again till the 4th of July. Ooh, man, it's such a banger.
It is.
No guess.
I want to... Is it Kansas? The band Kansas?
Nah, they're more like 80s, I think even 70s. But like, all right, if I ask you this, who's the most famous band of the 90s? Most popular band of the 90s. If I say 90s rock, you say?
I'd have to say, like, personally, AC/DC.
That's 80s rock.
80s, is it?
Yeah.
Dang, man, the 90s Metallica?
Nah, that's 80s too, but it's right after Metallica.
Okay.
I usually throw Metallica as the hard rock, and then this band is the rest of the rock.
Maybe Frontier?
Hold on. Let me see if I can. I'm going to pull up another jam of theirs.
All right.
And see, because I mean, that particular song was a cover that they did. That was a live cover version of a song, so that wasn't theirs. This is definitely their song, you should know. He's coming.
Dude.
song is so much better than I remembered it.
It is amazing, and I feel so bad because I listened to it the other day, and I cannot remember who wrote it.
That is Nirvana, bro.
Damn.
Kurt Cobain, man. Oh.
Huge band. Very popular.
Very popular. Biggest band of the 90s by far. And, man, I was just listening to that, and I had to let it run. There's probably going to be a couple of these songs I might have to let run for a second, but that was... He's just... He's killing the verse, then he comes to the hook, and he's a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito, my libido. Ah, dude, we should go to a Nirvana concert one day, bro.
That would be what's up.
Yeah, he died in like 94. Mm. We're to figure something out, though. Time travel. All right, let's go to another one. See if you can get. I believe in you on getting this one. This one, I think you can get.
Night's bed. I don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind. Yeah!
Any idea who that is?
Honestly, man, not off the top of my head. Again, I have to say that, but it gives me, like, more so, like, California vibes, but I wouldn't say that that's the band, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's, I was like, all right, these are humongous bands, so I was like, I should give some, like, outlier songs. Maybe I shouldn't put the top songs, but I should start with some of the top songs. So here's probably their most famous song. You tell me if you know who this is. It's the same people.
All right. Living on a Prayer. I know this one for sure.
Living on a Prayer. Who sings Living on a Prayer?
Well, you can't be dissing this one, man. This is Bon Jovi.
Oh! He got it. It was Bon Jovi.
That's a classic.
They do Yeah, that's a banger, bro. Mm-hmm. And because I love songs, they got like five hooks that are all different and they're all bangers. What's another... I mean, there's 100 Bon Jovi bangers.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. Because I'm wanted. Dead or alive. That's another banger.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a I'm going out in a blaze of glory. That's the one we were just listening to in the beginning.
I need to get familiar with that one. I know it, but not all the lyrics by heart.
What is this? What is this band's best, like, most popular song? I'm trying to think. I guess it's going to be this one. Yeah, I'd say this is it. So, tell me who you think this band is.
Thank you. very soothing, though.
Hold on, he'll get into it. That is it all, right?
No clue. Honestly.
I gotta try. This is a song that you might be able to get it from. I wish I could have the people tell me right now, like, yo, put on this song by them, but then it would give it away.
It would.
Go to commercial before. But oh, no commercial. All right, here you go. This is a good exemplification. Idea.
It does sound familiar, but I don't know the artist that, you know, to the top of my head.
All right, bro. So what we're gonna do in honor of this band,
mm-hmm.
There's a dude that did a cover of it named Post Malone. Do you know Post Malone?
Yeah, of course.
Post Malone has more views on this song than the original band, which is Pearl Jam.
Oh, okay.
Pearl Jam,
right on.
But I always, have you ever heard Post Malone sing?
A little bit. I'm not like a huge Post Malone listener.
Bro, this right here was a rap for me when I heard this. Post Malone right here doing that song.
Waiting, watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to start. Tell her, take no more. She practices her speech as she opens the door. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over.
Oh, it's so fire, bro.
Amazing.
She lies and says she's in love. Him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
That's Post Malone, bro. But, bro, he really hits the... Because there's a breakdown. Alright, starts right here. Here's a breakdown. This is Post.
She's in love with him. Can't find a better.
He's about to break it down, Post Malone.
She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. She lies and says she still loves him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
Hey, it's about to go right here.
She loves him. She don't want to leave this way. She feeds him.
I didn't know he could sing like that.
That's amazing. Normally you just hear him rapping.
And he's got his little, he does a little,
Yeah, man, he has those high notes, low notes, all the notes, you know what I'm saying?
He's got his own little style, bro, of singing. Mm-hmm. Post Malone, I didn't know, but I was, and you got to watch that. It's a clip. It's Post Malone on Howard Stern, and it is a dope ass clip. And it's called "It's Better Man" by Pearl Jam, done by Post Malone in Howard Stern studio. YouTube it. Don't do it now. By the way, in case you don't know, you are listening to Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives, the Mosh Gelatin Show, every Tuesday night at 11 p.m. right here. And if you're not near St. Pete, just go to RadioSt.Pete.com. That's where Radio St. Pete Online is. It's Mosh Gelatin and my boy, Ian Buck. And we're getting down. And Ian's 22, so we were trying to see if he recognized any of these songs or these bands. So far, he's recognized all the songs, and he's gotten one of the bands. We've got one more for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a classic. This jam right here is a classic. Everybody's going to be screaming at you. Let me know when you got it.
I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. When you call my name, it's like a little prayer. I'm down on my knees. I wanna take you there in the midnight hour. I can see.
This was a huge song in the 80s.
Yeah.
You know it?
Kind of.
Here she goes.
I can't say I know that one.
Bro, that's she, dude. That was, I get goosebumps when she does that. Oh, God, I think I'm falling. Bro, I get goosebumps. She does that angelic jam, and then out of nowhere, she just goes right into a pop song. When you come on, it's kind of like, it's Katy Perry of the 80s, bro.
Right on. I could see that. I could see that.
Who's Katy Perry of the 80s?
I wouldn't know. The only person I know that's popular that I don't even listen to that much is Paula Abdul.
Well, that's not a bad guess, but she's... Okay, let me ask you this. Who's the most famous female pop star of all time?
The most famous?
Yeah.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she is still alive.
All right.
She's actually hits the news a lot for what she wears and how she looks.
Oh, what's her name, man? I don't... Dolly Parton?
No, that's country.
Yeah, it is country.
She is the 80s pop Dolly Parton.
Dang, dude. I don't know a lot of female artists from the 80s or 90s.
Here she is. She was so good that she just decided to make a Spanish kind of like, what's the name of that? Like a salsa type song, and it goes number one. She does whatever she wanted. Her name was Madonna.
Okay, yeah. Well, Madonna. Everybody knows Madonna, but I don't know a lot of her songs, man.
But you should, if I say a female artist, Madonna should have came out your mouth.
I guess, but like I said, I don't know a lot of female artists. I don't listen to them all the time, so...
Bro, I highly suggest to you that you go and listen to the Madonna catalog, bro. Go look up the stuff she's done. It's a banger. Now, we don't take breaks, but sometimes we play a song real quick. So I'm gonna play this song, and when this song is over, I want you to tell me who the hell does this, because this is early 2000s, so you should know this.
All right.
It's the Mosh Gelatin Show, by the way, on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. This is a song called Here Without You. And we're going to see if Ian Buck knows it.
A 100 days have made me older since the last time that I've saw your pretty face. A thousand lies have made me colder, and I don't think I can look at this the same. But all the miles that separate disappear now when I'm dreaming of your face.
Does the chorus like six more times, but do you know who that is?
Yeah, that's one of the, you know, I wouldn't say most amazing, but I like them. You know, it's a great song. It's Three Doors Down.
It is Three Without Doors You. Down. It's Three Doors Down. A little bit newer, so I'm glad you know Three Doors Down. So there's just a little taste of what I listen to. Some good stuff, man. The Madonna and Nirvana. Anything with Anna.
Yeah.
Check all of their songs out, because they don't put out any bad songs. Madonna probably had Madonna, Michael Jackson. They probably have the most. Dude, Michael Jackson's another one, bro.
Yeah.
You ever go in listen to his songs?
Yeah, most of the time. Not all the time, but I have, you know.
He's got like 15 certified. Like you can just play Michael Jackson. And just like Madonna, they can do different genres. They can do all kinds of different. You'll hear one type of song, and then this type of song, and then a soft song, and then you're like, "Whoa, that's dope!" And it's real lit. I even wrote something recently.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I was supposed to shoot it and then do a music video, but it's taken a long time. So I'm gonna wrap it here right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, does it curse? Do I curse? Hold on, let me just read through this. If it curses, I'll just get in deep, deep trouble. That's all. So I'm going to put the, I call this song, is called Cowface.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out of nowhere. I was just thinking one day, you know, I was driving past some cows when we were on a road trip.
Mm.
And I saw the face of a cow and it looked at me and did a little whinny. I was like, oh, I can make a song called Cowface. And this is what I did. So let's see if I can rap this song I wrote called Cowface. And hopefully it doesn't curse. And hopefully I can do it correctly. Here we go. This is Cowface by Mosh Shelton. Yo. This is called Cowface by Mosh Shelton. I'm delusional, your shape is unusual. You're built like a cubicle, you eat until you're beautiful. Ratchet little dirt face. Nobody even likes you at your workplace. I'm surprised you even got the job in the first place. Every time you take a step, you cause another earthquake. He thinks he runs the whole city just cause he's on top of the bone, no diddy. You got this gig when you were 45. I don't think chicks think you when they think about morning drive. You read messages on Gmail. Don't come up missing like Hillary Clinton's emails. You get into tussles with females. And she was trying to get a legit pic of a beached whale. And man, I know you're listening and I just want to tell you that I think you're a bitch. Walk in the backyard and get Moshy a stick. You get to pick, but it better be at least an inch thick. Cowface, listen, large one. Your time has passed, now I'm in charge, son. This dude eats every single type of candy bar, none. If he's so smart, why is he falling from stardom? Listen to you. No, seriously, someone needs to listen to you. Cause right now, there ain't no one that will listen to you. You're the biggest dude that's ever been hidden from view. Yo, I don't know what's weirder to me. People respecting you or the fear that I see. I get kicked off of 4 shows mysteriously. And you're saying that wasn't him? Seriously? When this dude eats, time stops. He's broadcasting right now live from the IHOP. Homie, just die off. You can put Ryan Hoppy in your time slot and still get the same live pop. What I'm about to say is true and it isn't a guess. If people knew the real you, they'd give it a rest. And within seconds, you wouldn't have a single listener left. And then I can't say that last line.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Was it dope?
That was dope.
Did I get that?
Fire.
So just a little something I just thought of as I was driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't really pertain to nothing. It's just kind of like a random track, but...
Yeah, it's creative inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Off of Cowface.
Yeah, it's just Cow... That's my song, Cowface. So hopefully we can get that recorded and get the music video out soon. And people can enjoy a new song.
All the time, yeah.
I should do more rap.
You should. That was pretty good.
Can you, do you do anything? Do you sing? Do you play guitar? Do you rap? Do you do anything?
I wouldn't say I'm good at rapping. I can a little bit, but I, play the saxophone here and there.
Yeah, you can rap?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, let's hear it. This is Ian Buck from the Mosh Jones Show about to spit it down. Can't wait to hear it. The beat's gonna drop. All right, Buck.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him down. Get it.
Ian Buck on the mic. I know y'all are pretty psych. I know I'm just trying to create a lot of hype. Cause you know Ian Buck is right here. You better not stare. Or soon you better beware. I'm gonna show you all my flair. Show y'all that do I really care? Oh no, of course not. Why would I? I got the flow, the flavors, you know. Everybody know I get down. Straight from the head down to my toes. Gotta get all the funky fresh clothes. Everybody know that I don't keep a lot of hoes. That comes with a lot of problems, don't you know? Everybody knows I gotta go in my own direction, straight and narrow. Everybody gotta keep this flow.
Okay, he can spit. He can spit a little bit.
A little bit.
You were killing that, though.
Thank you.
All right, let me give it a try in the freestyle. That was off the top, too. Yeah. I like it. Let me try freestyle off the top. All right. Mosh Jelton freestyle time. It goes like this. Yo, if you need 50 cents or if you need a buck, I'ma beat him up. If I'm with Ian Buck, I'm sitting here and you know what these dudes say, right? The best show you're gonna hear is on a Tuesday night. It's Mosh Shelton, Ian Buck, and Bob is not here. I got a shirt on right now that says Got Beer. You should not fear because God's here. Yo, there will be evolution that is taught here. Sunshine 96.7 FM. I like to wear lipstick. It makes me look less femme. I'm a weird dude from the East going to the West End with my best friend. And his name's Jimbo. And he hooked up with this one bimbo in fifth grade, right? Hey, yo, nasty with it.
Mm-hmm.
Main influence, Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a great rapper.
You like Eminem?
Yeah, a lot of his older music.
Yeah, there's two Eminems, really.
Yeah, there's like old Eminem and new Eminem, really, yeah.
It's two completely different people. You got this guy. I remember where I was the first time I heard this song. I was driving to Sunday school, to the synagogue, and the song came on. I think I might have told this story on another show. And my brother and my mom was in the car, and they were like, yo, this is that new guy. And my brother's like, bro, he's a white dude. And I'm like, whoa, white people can rap too? Like, I was like 10 years old. I didn't know if that was allowed. I thought that wasn't even allowed.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, dude, that's not even allowed.
That's crazy.
But that was my 10-year-old racial tendencies coming out. I was 10.
I guess.
Can I have the attention of the class for 1 second?
My name is
kids, do you like Primus?
Yeah,
wanna
yeah.
See me stick 9-inch nails to each one of my eyelids?
Uh-huh.
Wanna copy me and do exactly like I did? Try to sit and get messed up worse than my life is? My brain's dead weight. I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I wanna impregnate. And Dr. Dre said,
Slim Shady, you a gift. Why's your face red, man? You waste.
Well, since age 12, I felt like a caged elf who stayed to himself in one space chasing his tail. Got ticked off and ripped Pamela Lee's lips off.
Mm-hmm. That's how you catch it.
Good catch.
So that was gas. That was the guy I like.
Yeah.
This is the guy I don't like right here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this guy.
I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings.
Break on the off of them table over the back of a couple of thick ass to crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic. I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow? All I do is drop F-bombs. Feel my wrath of attack. Rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad. It's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece.
Cause I'm beginning to feel like a rap god. All my people from the front to the back now. Now who thinks that arms are... And I should not be woken. I'm the walking dead, but I'm just a talking head, a zombie floating. But I got your mom deep. I'm out my ramen noodle. We have nothing in common, poodle. I'm a Doberman. Pinch yourself in the arm and pay.
I got my ramen noodle. We ain't got nothing in common, poodle. When I come back with the dad, with the bat, bat, with the come back, bat, with the bat, with the bat, bat, with the bat, bat, come back with the backpack and a knapsack, put a knapsack on the kitchen table, with the table, when I'm able, with a fable, when a trip.
See your record.
I must be a rap god.
You must be.
I'm a writer. I write, and I know how easy it is to write this stupid stuff he's been writing for 10 years. It is that rap god was the easiest song to ever write.
It doesn't seem like it has a lot of meat to it, like a lot of other of his past songs. You know what I'm saying? Listening to it, it makes me feel like I got motion sickness. I don't get motion sickness, but when I listen to that song, it makes me feel like I'm spinning.
It's all... Like, okay, it's impressive that you can rap fast.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Even a whole one track of rapping fast. Or, like Twista, Bone Thugs and Harmony, that's what they're known for, is rapping fast. That's your thing. That's what you want to be known for. I guess that's what you're known for. And that was pretty good rap. If he can do that live and he can rap that fast stuff live, that'd be an interesting performance. However... Eminem, bro, I'm just here to tell you, whoever's saying that this is better than your old style is wrong. I feel like he's surrounded by a bunch of yes men, because that first style, hi, my name is what? That wild, weird dude.
Yeah.
That's the guy we like.
Yeah, Slim Shady Eminem.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what this new... It's so dumb.
Yeah, it's like Rap God Eminem or Slim Shady Eminem. I prefer the Slim.
Him on a... He did a track. I just wanna stand there and watch you lie. Cause that's all right, cause I like the way you lie. You know that song?
I heard it, yeah.
It's a Rihanna.
Right on.
And then he says something, he does a verse on it, and he's like, that's why they call it window pane. He said some rhyme about, I stand in the window and like wait for the girl to come back, but she never comes, and that's why they call it window pane. Cause of a window pane.
Yeah.
I'm like that, and I'm as a writer, I'm sitting here like, M, bro. You literally recorded that? That is not even in the throwaway bar pile. You don't even write that down and say, all right, throwaways, in case somebody calls me and needs a feature and tries to undersell me. I want 20 grand on the feature. You only want to give me 10, I'll give you the throwaway bars.
Exactly.
Those don't even belong in that box. That's why they call it window pane. Eminem sucks right now, and
he's definitely not up there.
He needs to start doing drugs again, bro, is what I think. No, I'm totally joking. I'm glad he's sober.
Of course, yeah. Sobriety is awesome.
But I don't know if he squeezed all of his creative stuff out in the first four albums, and that was just it, and now all he knows how to do is write the rhymes, because that's one thing that will never go, is writing the rhymes. But after I did over 100 battles, and I'm coming up with like battle rap bars, and I'm like, I said a variation of this already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I already said something real similar to this.
Yeah, it's like, how much material can you put out before you're just repeating yourself?
Yeah. Right. But you get a specific target, though. You heard all this. There's beef out there with Drake and J. Cole and them, all right. Kendrick Lamar, have you heard this?
A little bit. I try to not. There's so much rap drama. It's like.
It's crazy. It's not even. It's funny because people are sharing it, and they're like, yo, did you hear that new Kendrick Lamar diss? And, oh, did you hear the new Drake, bro? They hate each other. This is the craziest thing ever. And I'm like, do you think these guys didn't get into a room and say, hey, let's start a beef.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it this way. I got an album coming out. You got an album coming out. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, bro, the dupedness.
It seems a little too good to be true, let's be honest.
People get duped quick in this world, but
yeah, it's true. They're sheep.
But not the listeners of the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Of course not. That's why they listen to this show.
Nobody listening to this show right now has ever gotten duped in their life.
Maybe once or twice, but then you learn from it. You know what I mean? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Oh, man, somebody said something hilarious that then they used that. What was it? It was political, but he said something hilarious. I gotta go. I'm not gonna go on my Facebook and look. Right. Just know, Buck, some dude said something hilarious that had something to do with what you just said.
Well, you want to hear something funny that I heard about politics?
100%. 100%. Yes.
Did you hear in Congress they were talking about the $90,000 bag of... bushings?
No, what?
Yeah, you should look this up. I think it was one of the Air Force personnel was in Congress talking about the ridiculous nature of contractors overcharging the government exorbitant prices because they can get away with it. For example, just a standard bag of bushings, you know, not anything special or crazy. You know, requires the government to pay $90,000 per bag to these contractors for, you know, example, these bushings.
So here's an article I found May 21st of 2023. Military contractors overcharge the Pentagon on almost everything the Department of Defense buys each year, experts told 60 Minutes. The defense budget was $842 billion. Blah, 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 blah. So what you're saying is they charge the government way more than what the product is worth.
Exactly.
And then there's a kickback to somebody for giving them the contract.
Precisely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the biggest laundering of money is the American military ever.
Unfortunately.
I mean, they... they get us going through fighting through social politics, which is 10% of it. And they'll get the left and the right going at each other over the social issues and these little issues. Meanwhile, they're spending every single American taxpayer owes $250,000 to the government. We are $38 trillion in debt, and we only get less than $30 trillion coming in per year. We can't even afford to pay the interest on the debt. Why we're borrowing money at interest? Who's getting the interest? And yeah, they're cheaters, and it pisses me off. But they make everybody fight each other, and then the two main things that people don't pay attention to is them overspending.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they get the money, because they got to spend the money. Once they spend the money, now they can figure out how to get it back to their pockets. And then foreign policy, foreign wars, foreign aid, foreign everything. If you get the money overseas or to another country, it's a lot easier for them to do the accounting, lose the accounting, whatever. And then somehow some of that money will be funneled back through to the people, the lobbyists, and all of that. So while we're fighting over the small things, just remember, if they're spending money or they're going to war or anything that has to do with another country, somebody's getting kicked back. Just this week, the day before,
mm-hmm.
Congress voted on a bill to send, I think it was over $80 billion to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Another $80 billion to Ukraine. And while I'm agnostic on whether we should, of course we should help other countries, but like how much money, you know, we've given, I'm just saying facts. I'm not taking a side. We've given over $300 billion to Israel in our lifetime. We've given almost that much to the Ukraine.
Yeah.
I mean, why are we giving away all of our money, bro?
Well, I do want to help other people. Don't get me wrong. I have a very considerate heart. I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners do, you know, probably.
Absolutely.
Just the malevolent ones do not. But nevertheless, it's just, you know, you see time and time again, and one huge example is the withdrawal from Afghanistan. It's like our long-term plan. It doesn't seem like we really have a long-term plan. And if there's no conclusion to this conflict, then are we just going to inevitably withdraw? And if so, how much more money are we going to lose in military assets by leaving behind? Not even talking about the humanitarian aid issues by leaving these civilians unprotected.
Yeah, we left behind $85 billion in Afghanistan. And just like, so basically what you're saying is pretty much, you saw what happened when we went in there, Afghanistan. Why are we going to start this all over again?
That's really what it seems like.
And I don't know. So what we're saying here on the Mosh Gelatin Show is we are pro no wars. We want peace. We want love. We want unity.
Mm-hmm.
We want money. We want females. We want fame. We want fortune. And we want you guys to listen every Tuesday night right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, to the Mosh Gelatin Show. By the way, every Monday, Big Boy Show on Radio St. Pete Online. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Radio St. Pete Online. You can catch us Monday night live. You guys can interact, call in from 8 to 10 p.m. That's every Monday right here at RadioSt.Pete.com. We love you guys a lot. Ian Buck, did you have a great time hosting this with me, brother?
This was a great time being a co-host with you on the Mosh Gelatin Show.
Did it feel right?
It felt perfect.
How perfect?
Like, I don't even know how to say it. It was like two pieces of a puzzle fitting right together.
No diddy.
No diddy.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelatin Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.